Good morning. Welcome to Easter Sunday worship at First Presbyterian Church. We're so glad that you could join us today. Special word of welcome to our visitors. Today will be, of course, an online service. We'll be compiling video from Pastor Don in Sacramento, California, and worship leaders all across the greater Fairbanks area. Thank you so much to everyone who contributes. Thank you especially to our producer, our AV tech, Paul Bunnell. He'll be reading along with me in the responsive parts, and he has been an absolute necessity in this time. So thank you, Paul. Thanks to everyone for helping out. Please stand for the call to worship. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Day has dawned, shadows are left behind, the stone is rolled away, and hope is reborn.
This is the day that our God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
God opens to us the gates of righteousness. We enter in and give thanks to God.
We give thanks, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever.
Set your mind on things that are above. Look up and welcome Christ's appearing.
We have been raised with Christ. Glory is being revealed to us on this holy day.
Our opening hymn, Christ the Lord is risen today. Let us confess our common sin. I don't know if it's supposed to be common sin or common belief. Let's see. It is sin. Okay. Let us confess our common sin. O God, the message of Easter has come again before we were ready to receive it. The Palm Sunday parade demanded very little of us. We could join in the hosannas, but the betrayal and denial, the suffering and shame, the agony and death have left us fearful and shaken. We have become enemies of Jesus without intending to be disloyal. We have left Jesus in the tomb lest he upset our daily life. The Jesus of long ago seems more comfortable to us than the Christ who is risen today in our midst. We confess our reluctance to let Christ claim us and change us. O God, we need forgiveness. Amen. In silence, let us confess our own personal sin. Hear these words of assurance. God raised Jesus from death. Disciples who had deserted Jesus felt the embrace of forgiveness. The Spirit of Christ has come among us today, claiming us for our new life together. God wants to forgive us. God intends that we move from death to life. All of us are invited to share in the promise of this Easter season. In the name of the resurrected one, your sins are forgiven. Amen. As we do every week, we recognize that God is the giver of every good gift, the one who gives us life in the promise of resurrection life in Christ. And so it is indeed our duty and our delight that we should worship God and react and respond to his goodness by sharing of our time and our talent and our treasure so that all might celebrate with us in the kingdom. And so I would encourage you, whether you give online, whether you give through the mail, or whether you're looking forward to giving again in person when things have stabilized for you. God, we are so grateful, and we want to lift up these offerings as an act of gratitude. So let's do that now. Please lift up your hands with me. Jesus Christ, in you we have resurrection life. In you we receive every good gift from the Father. And we pray that you would continue to send us the Advocate, Holy Spirit, stir up in us a heart of gratitude, a spirit of generosity. Lord God, as we look and see the needs of our neighbors and our communities around the world, may we give abundantly as you have given abundantly. May we address the needs of our congregation, the needs of Fairbanks, the needs of the world. And God, may you take these gifts and amplify them and target them for the greatest need, that the world may know more and more deeply of Jesus Christ, his saving act, and his resurrection promise. Amen. Again, if you do have prayer requests, please do send them to david.boer@fpcfairbanks.com. We would love to pray for you here in the service, or anonymously if you prefer. Once again, we will be praying for many things, especially those folks who continue to work on the front lines, keeping us fed and supplied, as well as all those healthcare workers and sanitation workers who are literally keeping us healthy and alive. If you have other prayer requests, do let me know, but please pray with us. Lord God, we give you thanks on this Easter Sunday for your resurrection blessings, your resurrection promise, your resurrection life. May that life penetrate the dead and dark places in us, in our hearts, in our families, in our world. God, we pray for the doctors and the nurses, the clinicians, the lab techs, the custodians, the janitors, everyone who is keeping us healthy and safe. We pray for safety. We pray for rest when they have times of rest. And we pray for energy when they need to go to work. And God, we ask that in the name of Jesus, this pandemic would come to an end swiftly. And God, we bless and protect. We ask that you would bless and protect everyone at grocery stores and the supply chain. And God, we pray for those who are staying home and working from home. We pray for those who have been furloughed or laid off. God, we pray for provision. We ask for you to provide for each and every one of us, that no one would go hungry, no one would be alone or cold or homeless, God. And so we pray for the rescue mission. We pray for the door. We pray for the food bank, the women's shelter, every good institution in our community that is experiencing additional strain and hard times. And we pray for families and individuals who are experiencing those as well. God, we lift them all up. We pray for healing. We pray for restoration. We ask that you would be with us. And we trust in you, God. We trust in your coming kingdom as we pray the way that Jesus, our risen Lord, taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn, Because He Lives. I was going to read Luke 24, but I'm pretty sure Pastor Don's reading it as part of his sermon. Our final hymn, In Christ Alone. You know what, I'm going to read from Luke 24 just on the off chance that he doesn't. And I'll do the closing benediction just in case he doesn't as well. Our gospel reading today comes from the 24th chapter of the gospel according to Luke. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and they bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 disciples and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to the men an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. And he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the word of the Lord. Our closing hymn is "In Christ Alone." Now, may the risen Christ guide you, protect you, send you along your way. May you rejoice in the promise of resurrection, and may that resurrection life penetrate every part of our world, bringing with it renewal, revival, hope for a new day in God's kingdom, now and forevermore. Amen. Okay.